Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned, and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4,189. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. Hardeman's Room. On tap today, a mysterious dealer's choice. Bad Choice Friday. The return of Ted versus the FCC. Plus headlines, midroom shot of the day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Clack, clack.
Alright, here we go. Husband comes home from work to find his wife breastfeeding a chimpanzee. Meanwhile, when you throw away your kids' comic books, you might not get away scot-free. Man who decided to sail into a hurricane with his dog is shockingly rescued at sea. A woman trapped in car during a hurricane is Fox News' latest interviewee. And a buddy goes to pick up his drunk friend at a bar, while also hammered. Sure, you can guess the rest. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, on yesterday's show, we covered the story of a flight that was diverted because a mouse jumped out of a passenger's airline-provided meal and then disappeared somewhere in the cabin. Not an ideal situation, but is that a reason to divert a flight? Like, I don't know about you, but when I'm traveling, I just want to get the hell where I'm going. And a mouse on a plane is not a reason to make an emergency landing. Hell, a few years ago, you might remember Spirit Airlines. Yeah, they had a freaking bat flying around the cabin. They kept the flight going as scheduled. I go, respect. It was not an emergency. It was a bat. And I mean, yeah, there are reasons to make an emergency landing. Smoke in the cabin, a fire, engine failure. Or like the pilot of a small single-engine plane yesterday, you run out of fuel. And in this case, the pilot had to make an emergency landing on a highway near San Diego. The only downside of the safe landing was when the cops discovered the kilo of cocaine that the pilot had been trying to smuggle back into the States. Bummer. And he was only 1 mile from the airport when he ran out of fuel. So like we said, you just want to get where you're going without added difficulty, which brings us to this weekend here in Seattle. Now, if you plan on driving somewhere this weekend, change your frickin' plans. The Washington State Department of Transportation, they teamed up with both Satan himself and an oxygen-deprived lab monkey and came up with a plan to pretty much shut down the Western Washington highway system. It is ridiculous. It is poorly planned. But alas, it's unavoidable. And look, we will share all the details later. And actually, it even got a little bit worse just earlier this afternoon. Another surprise closure. Yeah. Yeah, good news. And I'm not kidding.
Did they put a cute little monster on that one, too?
I don't know if they put the cute monster on there, but man, oh man, monsters don't make it cute. Anyway, this brings us to today's question, right? So whether you're on a train, whether you're just driving to drive to grandma's house, you're on a flight somewhere, or hell, maybe you just went out for a hike. Today, we want to know what made the traveling experience suck.
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a thousand-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, but y'all, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4189. What a large and a charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. What a late night we had last night.
My God, man.
Coming up with some tongue twisters for Ted as we kind of round out the year, so to speak, on Ted versus the FCC.
Getting close.
Yeah, we sure are. Last week, I believe, was another successful win.
Bit of a hot streak lately, I would say.
We'll get another shot to today in Ted versus the FCC. Also, some updated locations on the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing. If you are headed to the ballpark tonight to bid the season adieu, just know that the beer is available in the bright yellow can at T-Mobile Park. We'll give you some of the sections.
Yep.
If you're heading on down, nothing to lose. I have a feeling the Mariners are going to sweep the whole series now.
Because why not?
Based on what happened yesterday, but yeah.
Who knows? Maybe the Oakland A's are like, screw it, we'll win out.
That would actually be kind of fun.
You know what? Everybody should just go.
You know what? You're right.
Drink beers, eat food, have fun. Because neither, like, the A's don't care.
No,
Mariners don't care.
The Mariners are, I mean, the Mariners are done for the year, but we're not losing the team.
Correct.
So as far as the Oakland A's go, this is your last chance to watch the Oakland A's play baseball.
Then it'll be the Sacramento A's, then the Las Vegas A's.
I guess they got a minor league park in Sacramento, and they're playing there for the year.
Vegas is what? They're still building the baseball stadium or still waiting to get? I don't know. Either way, I think it's supposed to be the 2026 season that the A's go to Vegas.
I wonder why they picked Sacramento. Just based on proximity?
Probably. Why would you? Look, we've been there.
All right, based on money.
What do you mean?
Well, okay, look. I dropped the team in Montreal for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
You trying to tell me that I'm not going to get better attendance in Sacramento, California? See what I'm saying?
Portland,
1 year. I'm just saying more of a, not that Portland and Sacramento population-wise aren't close to being the same, but just one of the cities that they've been thinking about moving a team to. It's kind of like what happened with.
Oh, right.
It's kind of like what happened why New Orleans has a basketball team again, or why.
Right.
Because of or Oklahoma City for that matter.
Yeah.
You know, like they kind of give you a test run, and then if people pack the stands and go, okay, well, maybe a team should be here. I just don't see them moving a Major League Baseball franchise to Sacramento.
Well, they got to wait. That's the thing, right? They already made the deal to leave Oakland. Sacramento's right down the road. I just think it's a cost thing. I really do.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Yeah.
Right. And even if you have fans, they'll still move the teams.
It would be great,
you
though,
know, that
if,
is a good point.
If the Sacramento A's won the World Series just that 1 year.
That would actually be fantastic. Yeah,
just like the hell with it, man. We're leaving. Hey, here's your trophy.
We're off to Vegas.
You can't take your banners with you, nothing. You can leave them all there.
They should pull 1918 White Sox, make it to the World Series, throw it.
Oh,
you make some money. Lord knows that owner screwed over the whole town and the team.
Yeah, you know, good point.
Yeah, so now cheating's fine.
Updated locations of the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing coming up. Also, we will drink and toast in the weekend with a shot of the day that is Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
And doing something a little bit different today on Bad Choice Friday. It is a mysterious dealer's choice, Bad Choice Friday. Here's how this is going down, all right? If you go to Twitter and follow us at Men's Room Live, the poll is up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we have done is this. Each one of us has picked a song that we would like to play coming up at 5 o'clock. It is not necessarily a bad song by any stretch of the imagination.
Not necessarily a good song.
It's not a good, it's the song that we want to play going into the weekend. What you will do is just go and vote for the one of the four members of the Men's Room Radio program. We have each picked a song.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever gets the most votes, that is the song that will be played based on who you like, musical taste. I think we all know, for the most part, where we kind of lean musically.
Sure.
So that could be a strategy of yours. Or whatever the strategy is, just know that whoever gets the most votes, that is the song we're going to play. Truth be told, I do not know any of the other members' songs.
Mm-hmm.
I know mine.
Right.
I don't know anybody else's. So you're just going to have to go there and pick a member of the show. And the member of the show that gets the most votes, that is the song that will be played.
Yeah, that's it.
Do you know any of our songs?
I know yours, and Mike and Ted told me theirs, and to be fair, I do not remember. Actually, okay. Ted, I have no idea what you picked.
Don't, yeah,
because you were still debating
it. I switched it anyhow.
Okay.
You switched it up. I'd rather hear this.
So I know Mike's. I know yours. I know mine. Ted.
I don't know yours. I know Miles's.
All right.
So what does it say on Twitter? A vote for one member of the show and their song will play? Is that
Miles, it says, Bad Choice Friday. Mystery Dealer's Choice. You pick the member of the men's room, and the winner plays a mystery song of their choosing.
All right. That's perfect.
Very simple.
That's perfect. That's what's going on.
Why don't we just do that every freaking week?
On a Bad Choice Friday. We'll see how this goes.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I don't know what songs you guys played, so this could be a horrible idea. But either way, we're trying to make it a little bit different and fun today. So, Dealer's Choice.
Yeah.
On Bad Choice Friday. But vote now if you follow us on Twitter, at Men's Room Live. We will keep you updated as far as the tally goes and who is winning the popular vote throughout the show.
Sure.
That's about as much as we can do because, again, don't know the songs. So the return of Ted versus the FCC, a mysterious Dealer's Choice, Bad Choice Friday. And today on the So-So Positive Friday, we're going to talk about travel. And as you have probably heard, this might be the worst weekend since we've been here, or the worst few days to travel, period. Now,
planned.
Drive.
Yes. Now, I don't know if you guys it just seems like this. Traffic was fairly bad before the pandemic hit. The pandemic comes around. Traffic, obviously not as bad as it was. I don't know what happened during the pandemic. It feels like a million more people moved in downtown. Because when we started going back to work, when the major, Amazons of the world sent their employees back to work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I know most of you don't travel in the city. Good for you. It sucks. Getting anywhere Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday when everyone comes back to work, today is, believe it or not, a blessing to get downtown.
Yeah, Mondays and Fridays. Someone takes a three-day weekend. Right.
There's nobody in this building right now. Just truth be told, Patrick the engineer is working. That's it. There is not one other
That's only because he has to deal with a Wi-Fi issue.
Yeah,
when he is done with that crap.
He's doing some IT work.
Because he is not thrilled with it. He will be out of here. And, like, where I live right now, so they've been working on the light rail for 8,000 years, and they opened the two northernmost stops fairly recently, but the stop closer to me, still not open yet. So basically, at the dead end of my driveway, you used to be able to make a left to get out of there, which is much more convenient for us. Mm-hmm. But you can't. And I have no idea why the road is still closed off. But then
I just think they're not opening it.
They finished construction on two houses directly behind my house. So while they were doing the light rail, they have all their crap kind of blocking the driveway and all this thing. Now they have finished construction on the houses. They have not finished the light rail. But because of the 145th Street exit, was that 179, 180, whatever. Either way, all of that gets diverted to my street now as well. So basically, even just when I leave work, take the express lanes, generally no problem. You get to about Northgate, and it always plugs up a little bit there. I get it. But it's ridiculous now because everyone who would normally take 145th gets diverted down to 130th.
Yep. And it's insane.
But it's not equipped to handle that much traffic.
And if you live in Ballard, I'm sorry. I don't know what they've been doing over the last 2 months. Every single street, I know I'm exaggerating. It seems like 60% of the roads in Ballard have been dug up. I don't know what they're doing, underground work.
It's always tough in Ballard.
I don't know what I do not know what the deal is. Every single road is effed up in Ballard. They've got cones up.
Same thing near us, man. They're building, because apartments replace everything, right? So my wife stopped at the grocery store earlier this week in the morning, right? Drops kids off at school, which was already problematic because of the way construction is. She got home. She is just pissed. And I'm like, what is up? And I cannot say word for word what she said, but she was explaining to me in very colorful metaphors about the construction across from the grocery store, but also they took up part of the grocery store parking lot to accommodate the construction vehicles, blah, blah. It is amazing to me. There are so many freaking orange cones in my neighborhood now. It does not matter what direction you go. Everything's like one. It just sucks.
Right. They've been building an underground sewage tunnel from about Gasworks Park, Stoneway, all the way down to Leary on your way to Ballard and Fremont. Fremont has been so effed up traffic-wise, you cannot get anywhere.
Yeah.
You cannot. The roads just stop. I mean, if you're trying to get in the PI, it's closed. The roads are closed. And I know the area, so I know how to finagle my way around it, but everyone else does too. But, I mean, you're really going through residential neighborhoods. There's no easy way in and out of that area, period.
No, there's not anywhere right now.
We'll give you some of the other closures. This one you need to know about, as we brought up Ballard there. The Ballard Bridge will be closed this weekend for maintenance.
They just announced it today.
And preservation work, which could cause backups and delays, they say. The Seattle Department of Transportation said the bridge will be closed beginning tonight at 7 o'clock.
7?
7 o'clock this evening. Get your ass home if you are traveling into Ballard. Please, way before 7.
This is great timing because on a Friday night, nobody's trying to go out at 7 p.m. I'm sure everyone's home.
No. They will open the bridge Monday morning at 5 o'clock. They're going to close the Ballard Bridge over several weekends in September and October. The maintenance work will include replacing worn expansion joints as part of the paving and safety project. The bridge closure will add to the other road work being done. They urge drivers to use alternate routes.
Like what?
Instead of swimming across the canal. Like the Aurora Bridge. Ballard Bridge will remain open for pedestrians and bicyclists. So they'll keep the sidewalks open, but the bridge itself will be closed to automobile traffic. The bridge will be closed October 4th weekend, so the next weekend, from Friday through Monday morning. Also the October 11th weekend, from Friday to Monday morning, and then the following weekend. So the bridge is going to be closed basically for about a month straight, on the weekend only.
Yeah, on the
weekend only. That's the Ballard Bridge situation. All right. Now,
the bridge is over.
As far as the rest of it, the Washington State Department of Transportation is warning drivers of numerous substantial closures coming to Western Washington this weekend. And I do love listening to the radio. I flip around the dial and other radio stations say, you know, these are the important closures that you need to know about it. And beware here. Let's just talk. This sucks. This sucks. This is the stupidest crap ever. This sucks. It's how they report it. This is the suckiest suck that ever sucked. The closures could be a monster for drivers if they don't prepare and map out their weekend travels. How are you supposed to map crap out when everyone's being diverted different places? I guess get on the Waze app, because people seem to update that.
Yes.
Maybe that's
I think they're just saying, hey, maybe look up alternate routes, because most people will forget and just get on the same damn highway.
All right. Those traveling across Lake Washington on State Route 520, north on Interstate 405, south on SR 167, or on I-5 through Tacoma, 5 and Federal Way, plan ahead for substantial closures this weekend beginning tonight. The westbound 520 off-ramp to Montlake Boulevard, my God, they've been working on that for 5 years.
Yeah.
And Lake Washington Boulevard will be closed nightly from 10 until 6 in the morning on Monday, September 23rd through Thursday, September the 26th. We're in the midst of that, so that's already over. Okay, thank God. The SR 520 floating bridge and the SR 520 trail will be closed in both directions between I-5 and 92nd Avenue.
Oh, good, because no one uses that.
It is the world's longest, widest floating bridge.
It is.
And with the least traffic this weekend.
That closes tonight at 11. It'll be open 5 a.m. on Monday morning. They're working on lighting and the fire suppression system under the new Montlake lid, so to speak. I-5, both directions of I-5. Between 18 and Federal Way and 54th Avenue East and Fife will close overnight and then Saturday nights as well. Northbound lanes will close by 10:30 tonight. The southbound lanes will close by 11 o'clock. Lanes will be opening at 7 a.m. on Saturday and fully open by 11 a.m. Now we go to 405. We'll be closed from North South Point Drive, Sunset Boulevard, Northeast. That starts tonight at 11. It ends Monday morning at 4 a.m. The following on and off ramps will also be closed. Sunset Boulevard Northeast, off of the ramp of northbound I-405, Northeast 30th Street, Northeast 44th Street, Lake Washington Boulevard Southeast on and off ramps, Cold Creek Parkway Southeast off ramp. They said that detour signs will guide people around these closures.
Cool.
Also, southbound SR 167 will be closed from SR 516 to South 277th Street in Kent from midnight tonight until 4 a.m. on Monday morning, affecting the SR 516 on-ramp and the South 277th Street off-ramp as well. Again, sign detours will guide people around the closures.
Is like WashDOT threatening to go on strike or something? Like, oh, dude, we got to get it all done. Like everything, every road project, we must do it at the same time on the same weekend. Who plans this, man? It's one department. Certainly you communicate with each other, right?
Yeah. I mean, maybe they took into account that...
What? That they hate people?
I don't know. The Seahawks aren't in town this weekend.
Huskies are not.
Huskies aren't here. I don't know. I mean, the Mariners...
Aren't worth it.
Yeah, but they could. they planned this before yesterday's final games. I mean, yeah. They could be in.
Well, part of that stuff was supposed to happen. Then there was a weekend it rained.
It rained. I knew that with the Ballard Bridge.
I think at some point you just go, screw it. Just do it all at once.
Everyone's going to hate us. Right? Let's just do it.
Right. Because it's, I don't know. It's like a crappy chicken. What's first?
The chicken or
the egg, right? Like, do we stretch it out and kind of annoy you 3 weeks in a row or just be like, screw it. Just, you know what? If you're going to F me, just F me.
We're not going to annoy you. We're going to straight up piss you off.
This weekend's going to suck. Enjoy.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, there's good college football on tomorrow.
That'd be a great day to sit at home and watch.
But how do you close down I-5 in both directions?
No.
Both directions.
Watch and you'll find out.
That is going to be just an S show down there.
Well, at least, I mean...
I'm leaving tonight to get out of town because everything's closing. I mean, I'm going through 5 at 6:30 in the morning to go play golf or whatever I'm doing on the weekend. The road's closed then.
Right.
I got to get my ass out of town now.
You could not golf.
No, hell no.
Mike, don't be ridiculous.
Don't talk crazy.
It's the only thing that keeps me from killing people. Mike. I'd be a serial killer if it wasn't for golf.
Come on, man.
You know better
than
that.
What are you talking about?
Mike, with these dumbass ideas.
You know my weekends are all about chasing little white balls.
How many weeks in a row is this, Miles?
Chasing white balls?
Yeah.
I've been doing it for years.
Are you going to play in South Africa?
If he finds a course, I guarantee it.
Maybe. If I find one that allows white people.
Oh, they have
them. Yeah, trust me. Yeah. They got them.
Oh, do they? What made the traveling experience suck? 206-803-ROCK.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
A question, what made the traveling experience suck? 206-803-ROCK.
Couple of quick texts here. Says, hola, I had to drive from Connecticut to Mississippi. I'm sorry. Then from Mississippi to Washington State with my daughter, three cats, and a cockatiel bird. Now, we had cats meowing. The bird was also meowing with the cats and then barking. My bird was talkative. And then a second grader and my ex-husband. It was exhausting, but we did manage to have fun and make stops at cool places. Yeah, no thank you.
Oh.
And,
why not just drive west instead of going all the way to Mississippi?
Or I assume you had to stop there for some reason. Right?
Correct.
It's like when my mother-in-law...
Because it's not on the way.
Well, my mother-in-law books a flight here. She lives in Pennsylvania, all right? And she does it to save money, and it does not bother her, but we'll say, hey, man, you know, when are you coming in? What are the dates? And she's like, okay, well, I'm going to go to the Philadelphia airport, and then I'm flying to Orlando. And already, I'm just like, Jesus Christ. I look at my wife. I'm like, this is Sawyer Mom. Then we go from Orlando to Dallas. Then we fly from Dallas to Chicago. Then we fly from Chicago to San Francisco. And then I make my connecting flight up to Seattle. And I was like, why? You know you could fly direct from Philadelphia to Seattle.
Yeah, why?
She goes, do you know how much money I save? I'm like, is it worth the time? She's like, I'm retired. It doesn't matter.
Oh, that's
but
great.
But seriously,
point.
I mean, but even when she flies back and we'll drop her off at the airport, you know, hey, good seeing you. Where are you flying to? Oh, well, this flies to Salt Lake City. Then I fly to Chicago. Then I fly to usually Charlotte, North Carolina. Then up to Philly. And I'm like, it just shake my head. I'm like, you do what you do.
Yeah.
You save the money. It's just not worth it to me.
Wow.
That is,
you know what? Wow.
All the time.
But I guess that is a good point. If you don't have to worry about your
vacation
time frame.
Time, any of that crap.
Yeah. I guess I'd be more apt to be like, screw it. I'll take some layovers.
Sure. Well, she's a very patient woman. Thing is, it's not like her layovers are like, we land and I got 45 minutes. She's like, well, it's a 6-hour layover here.
Oh, my God.
But she's like, I have a book. And to her, that is all she needs. I'm like, I can't say I would never travel like that intentionally. Maybe I have to retire and see what that's about.
You might be able to drive and beat her home.
I know, no kidding. It is unreal. Every flight.
What made the traveling experience suck? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Willie. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, yo, ladies.
Boo.
So, real quickly, side story. Did you guys know that Portland is contemplating and looking at building a Major League Baseball stadium down there?
Okay, I keep hearing that. But to me, if you're going to make that move, then you have to have some background deal already in action before you spend $400 million to build a stadium for a team you don't have.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I guess and assume the same thing. I mean, there's got to be balls in motion. No pun.
Maybe they can play in the pickle. They might be able to play in a pickle park, you know, and just see, are people going to show up?
Well, I mean, that's like a high school stadium.
Yeah,
is it small? It's tiny.
Okay.
You could definitely, if you can't sell out the Pickle Park with a Major League Baseball team, then you I know.
I don't think they call it the Pickle Park.
I know they don't call it the Pickle Park, but I'm not sure the name
of it. Boy, you want to talk about a traffic nightmare as well. Portland.
Yeah, Portland sucks.
Oh, my God.
The local Willie Weekly magazine down there, they have a diagram where they kind of put other Major League Baseball stadiums in the space that they're proposing for this, and it's right on the train, right on the train line, on the mass transit line for that waterfront, river waterfront.
Oh yeah, I know where you're at. Okay, mm-hmm.
Hey, man, what's it, the paper's called? The Willie Weekly.
It's called the Willamette, but local.
The Willamette River. Right.
All right.
Ted and I just looked at each other, and Ted basically mouthed to me, "Do you want to ask? You want me to ask?"
One of us asked him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, so real quickly, I'll give up the air, but back on point. High school, me and a buddy of mine leaving Portland, going to the Columbia Gorge, to George, see a show. On the way back, truck breaks down. This is when I still had my parents' AAA.
All right.
It was on a weekend, Sunday afternoon or whatever, and there was nothing else to do except call for a tow. And AAA, I don't know, at least they used to, you get 100 miles per tow. So we had to be towed 100 miles, unhook, call another tow company because they weren't doing it for us. We had to then sit there in the parking lot until the next tow truck comes along, hooks us up another 100 miles, another 100 miles, 400 miles.
Oh, my God.
How long does that process take between each 100 miles, right? So you get where you're going. You get 100 miles. They unhook your ass. You make another call. How long does it take for the next tow truck to even show up?
Sometimes they were there waiting for us. Other time, it might be an hour or
all
two.
Right. Now, do you ride in the truck with the tow truck driver?
Yeah. We wanted to sit in the back, but that's not legal. They wouldn't let us do that.
Yeah, they won't let you do that. Okay.
But while we were waiting, you know, we'd like go smoke a bowl around the back of the, you know, mechanic shop or whatever, and grab a soda and just wait. This was before cell phones, nothing to do. Sit around and hope they show up. And we didn't get home and back into Portland till dark, till late.
What was the? You never realized how patient we were back in the day. Because I'm just thinking, you know, pre-cell phone, just mentally, you're like, look, we got to go to a payphone. We got to make this call.
Yeah.
And you just wait with a cell phone. Like, my patience is gone. You know, you want immediate gratification. So, do you think you could deal with that again?
No, I don't. Honestly, I'd probably lose my mind.
Exactly.
Uber tow truck or something.
What was the show?
You know, I've been sitting here and trying to think about it. I think it was REM.
All right, at the Gorge.
Okay.
All right, back at that time, if it's pre-cell phone, then yeah. I'm just saying, if cell phones existed, I'd have made fun of you. But yeah, pre-cell phone.
I can't imagine. I just don't. Back to your mother-in-law. If I'm leaving to come home, there's a reason I need to come home, because we need to get our asses back in here.
Yeah.
So if anything like that were to happen, I mean, we would just need to take a day off, because typically
you do. I mean, there's nothing you can do.
I'm leaving town next week, and I'm coming back Sunday. Now, if anything happens when I'm trying to come back on Sunday, there's nothing I can do about it.
Right.
I'm just kind of screwed. But the anxiety of trying to get back and trying to make things work, whatever that is, if you're stuck in an airport, car breaks down, that's the stuff that drives me nuts.
It does drive me nuts.
Because you're really trying to pull it off.
I mean, I will say, like, for me, like, look, if you have to miss a day of work, it sucks, but you can deal with it. My thing now is just with the kids. Because you're like, there is no, I can't just call them and say, hey, man, me and your mom aren't going to be home, so you know where the food is, figure it out. That's the worst part. It's like, crap, man, we have to get back for this. But we have had some flight delays where we're like, guys, we're not going to get home in time for you to get back to school on Monday. And they basically stand up and cheer. I mean, like, that's the greatest news that they can ever hear. It's like, but how long is the flight delayed? I'm like, man, we're going to get in at like 6:30 in the morning. We didn't plan. They're like, all right, no, don't worry about it. It's good. And they are the best behaved kids in the airport at that point.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, good for you. I was talking about riding in a tow truck, man. When we were in Delaware, not this summer, but 2, 3, 4 summers ago, whatever. We rented a car, the Jeep Patriot. All right. And it was driving fine. We are now on the way to Delaware. We're in Delaware, but we are on our way to the beach. And that drive kind of sucks just based on traffic, because it goes down to like a 2-lane highway with traffic lights. And if you're in Delaware,
you always tell this story, but like, it's Saturday morning too, right?
So
people got to imagine the crush of people.
Everyone is headed to the beach.
Right. And there's bigger highways. But this part of the story is that it's like a 2-lane road with lights.
And there's nothing you can do. Yeah. There's just nothing you can do. But it's fine. So we're trucking along, and we'd all driven from the in-laws' house and packed up all this food, all this crap. Anyway, the car just stops working. Like, it just stops. We're driving. The car stops working. We got to pull over to the shoulder of the road. And then there's a steep, edge right off the shoulder. So there's nowhere to really stand. And then traffic on the East Coast, like, these people drive real fast. So the kids are in the car. Keep in mind, now there's no air conditioning. It is about 95 degrees outside. The humidity is through the roof. So I get out of the car because I just need to express my frustration to the sky, essentially. So I just cuss my face off, screaming outside, you know, just to get it out of my system. Walk back to the car. The kids have that look on their face that says, we know what's wrong. So my son, he was like, Dad, are you okay? I just looked at it and said, I stubbed my toe. They both knew I was lying, but they knew, let's not have a conversation. Then their hair's getting all frizzy, and they're just covered in sweat. Because then we have to call her parents, who were ahead of us. So they had to turn around, come back. They grab the kids. They go off to the beach house. Meanwhile, my wife and I, we have to wait for the tow truck. Now, here's the thing about Enterprise Rent-A-Car. You know they'll come and pick you up. Bullass. No, they will not. So we had rented the car from Enterprise, and where we are on the highway, we can see a sign for Enterprise Rent-A-Car. It's maybe half a mile away, but it's just across the freeway. There's no way for us. So we call them. We tell them where we're at. We're like, we are looking at your sign right now. Can you just pick our ass up so we can get a different vehicle and get to the beach? They're like, yeah, we can't do that. Like, you have got to be kidding me. Now, we also have AAA, so we finally called this tow truck driver. And keep in mind, by the time the tow truck shows up, we've been out there for 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
And we are, man, we are hot and sweaty, and I don't care who you are. When you're just stuck in one place on the side of a freeway, and it's that hot, like, you're in a bad mood.
Oh, yeah.
You can
oh, yeah.
win the Powerball. You're like, cool, I won $100 million. I'm still in a bad mood because I am hot and I'm standing on asphalt. So this tow truck shows up. I cannot explain the size of this driver, but like his belly was massive. Anyway, he gets out and he's like, oh, you guys called? Okay. My friends call me Slim. I said, your friends are goddamn liars. He actually laughed about that. He had to lift his belly over the truck when he was walking back to the... He hooks up our car. We get in the truck with this
suspenders?
Guy. He did have suspenders. A belt ain't going to cut
the
it,
big,
right?
Thick one.
He is that guy, right? But big, Philly-looking guy, right? So we get in the truck. We explain our situation to him, and he's like, Enterprise? He's like, it's right there. We said, man, we know. They wouldn't pick us up. He's like, all right, I got your back. I don't know what that means at the time. We finally get over to Enterprise. We pull in, and he drives in through the exit-only side. Stops the truck, gets out. We go in, and we start talking to the guy back there. One of the other employees runs outside, and they look at the tow truck driver. They're like, hey, man, that's our exit. There's like three people trying to get out. He's like, you can't block the exit. He said, you wouldn't pick this nice couple up? He said, so you get them another vehicle? It's staying right here.
Oh,
and
nice.
Sure enough, oh, yeah, I mean,
wow,
he wouldn't budge, man. So naturally, they get us a car within 2 minutes. I mean, it was like the fastest you've ever done anything. So I want to get this guy the hell out of the exit. He gets out of the way. I walk up to him. I'm like, hey, man, thanks, man. You didn't need to do that. He's like, nah, man, they're a-holes. F that, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, thanks again. He's like, well, hang on 1 second, man. And he hands me this little card. If you could just fill out the survey here, let him know.
Oh, yeah. That I do. No problem.
I'm like, oh, yeah, you're going to get a five-star review, my brother.
What made the traveling experience suck? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Christian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How's it? Experience sucked. Me and the wife got married. We're coming home from the honeymoon. We already spent 6 hours traveling. We had a, we landed in Texas to go come up here in Washington. And there is this guy that gets on the plane with us. He's in front of us. I don't know if he's detoxing, he's hungover, or what. But we get on the runway, and this dude is throwing up in his throw-up bag. And then, not only that, I don't know whoever was with them, they started doing it too.
Were they throwing up because he was throwing up, or do you think they were both on the same thing?
I had to have been the same thing. I wasn't trying to investigate too much into it. The lady next to me and my wife gets up, leaves. Anyways, we were on one of those, I think, 777s, where the bathroom's in the center of the plane, too.
Yeah.
Never do that. And we're right next to it. I'm thinking this is convenient and as all heck until I realize this. This guy is now going to the bathroom, and he diarrheaed himself once we took off.
Oh, no.
The second he opens that door, it was the most horrendous smell ever. I have a sister that went through detox and all that stuff, and I've smelt the horrendous stuff that they do.
So you're fairly confident that was what was going on based on prior experience.
Oh yeah, it was horrible. And then the next thing I know, I get the girl that was next to him going, "Hey, do you have an extra puke bag?"
Jeez.
And I'm like, "What is going on? Like, why?" I just want to get home. And, so it proceeded to be that way for the entirety of that four-hour flight from Texas to home.
I was going
to
say, how many times did he go into the bathroom?
Let's see. I want to say at least 10 times.
And was it the same kind of stink hit every time he walked out?
Oh yeah. And it was like all the lights are off, so that light opens up, so we're blinded. We're all thinking we're being all cute with one another, and every time that door opens, it's like death.
Death.
And it was just like, and you could just see the guy, he's just sitting there breathing heavy, sweating. And I'm like, why'd you even get on the plane?
Yeah. How were the attendants with him? As far as, were they trying to take care of him, or were they just like, he's too far gone?
Well, the one attendant thought he was with me, and I'm like, I got nothing to do with that.
Oh, no.
She came up to me, she goes, what's wrong with your friend? I'm like, he's not my friend, and I would like to know, too, type of thing. And they were trying to get him almost, like, because we were still on the runway when it first happened. And, you know, you're not supposed to get up, so, and he's already running to the bathroom. And so they were trying to see if they needed to delay the flight, which had already been delayed 3 hours.
Oh, God.
And it was just like, what the word? And he just proceeded to do that for the entirety of the flight. And then, yeah, it was.
All right, Kristen.
I got complimentary drinks out of it, but that's about it.
You did get
right,
complimentary
drinks. Nice. Right.
Well, yeah, and you could fart anytime you wanted to. And no one thinks it's you. You know, it's this guy.
Oh, very true.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's you got to take the. Got to take the positive. So,
I'd be like, I need
to let one rip.
If I got to smell that, man, I always feel bad. Like, I don't poop much on a plane, but when I do, that means it's very bad, right? It's like, you don't want to play an away game and certainly take a poop in an airplane bathroom. But I was saying, you take a poop, it is what it is. And I always hate it. You open the door and there is someone just standing there waiting to go in. And it's like, I know now for the rest of the flight, they're going to be mumbling horrible things about me until we land.
I still courtesy flush on a plane. I know I could get my boy sucked down in there, but
I was going to say, man.
I still give it a flush.
Do you remember that lady years ago?
I don't know she if was I a, have or not because of the fear. I think I might kind of stand up and flush.
If you're going to courtesy flush, get your ass off of the seat. There was a woman years ago, and she was a bigger carriage, but she basically made a vacuum seal around the top of the seat. And when she basically courtesy flushed, it sucked half of her crap out. She survived,
right.
But I mean.
Yeah. Kind of turned the sock inside out. So
yeah, say. But after hearing that, I'm like, man, oh man.
Yeah, I think the only time I've, like, it's rare that you got to poop, like, on the airplane.
Yeah.
But it's either got to be, like, a super long flight, or when I went down for the national title game, I mean, I had to board a flight at, like, 6 a.m. So, I mean, it's just, like. Run through the airport, get on the flight, and within, I don't know, like, as soon as you get in the air, it's like, oh, I gotta do this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What made the traveling experience suck? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Israel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hola. Doing well, man. Positive Friday.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Positive. So I was driving from Linwood to Murray, Kentucky for my first dive job, just graduating dive school.
And that's where they send you, huh?
Murray, Kentucky. What are you diving, like, the Ohio River? What?
Yeah, all those rivers right there is where the company did all their stuff. All the tugboats up and down there,
okay.
They break loose a lot. And so, like, they get beached or they suck something up in their wheel. And you got to go down there and burn it out and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Okay.
So I'm driving out that way, and I get into the wonderful state of South Dakota, and they decided that they were going to put their highway going both ways, east and west, were one lane only.
Oh, no.
And so I'm trying, and I'm on a deadline to get to show up at this company to start my job, right? And I have almost no cell service. I'm stopping every chance I get to try and call and be like, hey, I'm running late. Here's the deal. And I am just sweating bullets because I don't know what I'm going to do. I need this job.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I finally got a hold of one of them from the only gas station that I found that actually had a payphone still. And I happened to get some change, called them up. They were like, we totally get it. No problem. Get here when you get here. Just be safe.
Well, thank God for that.
How long did it take you to get there?
Yeah, well, it was supposed to take me, like, 16 hours. It ended up taking me about 32 or something like that.
Nope. See, bad mood.
Yeah.
That's not that 32 hours is the worst, but if I have to spend twice as much time doing something as I projected, I'm pissed.
What'd you think about living in Kentucky for a few weeks there?
Oh, I liked it. I'm originally from the Midwest, so, you know, hot, humid. Everything that can hurt you is in the Midwest, you know, like poison spiders and stuff. I was like, cool, I'm back home.
Giant bugs.
Yeah, I tell you what, man, some of the most underrated barbecue I believe that I've ever had was in Kentucky.
I can believe that.
They just have a different style. They have a Covington-style barbecue, which is more of a thinner vinegar-based tomato sauce.
Yeah, that's what I was...
Kind of more of a mop sauce.
That's what I was saying yesterday when we were during meat and potatoes. Like, there's the four, like, main sections, but there's so many subsections now.
Yeah, yeah.
And look... You're in the South or in Texas. I've never eaten barbecue in Oklahoma. I'll go out on a limb and say there's probably good barbecue in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
What made the traveling experience suck? 206-803-ROCK.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.